Dr. Pinsky dictating a male, a man, Daniel Bakley, B-A-K-L-E-Y. Daniel Bakley is a 36-year-old male who reports he was injured at work at 1:10:23. Appeared he was getting out of his work truck and stepped backwards, turning his left ankle. Appeared he went to an urgent care center the same day. Appeared with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be torn ligament and severely sprained ankle. He was casted for 3 weeks and had 3 months of therapy through May of 2023. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. He also had a recent injury on 1/18/24. Period. He sprained his ankle mildly and treated himself with a brace. Period. Every day he wears a brace at work now. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Bakley alleges on 12/16/21 he fell at work, causing permanent injury to the left knee, left shoulder, and left hand. Period. His amended claim petition indicates the date of injury on 1/10/23. Appeared he was stepping out of the back of his truck and stepped on something, rolling his ankle. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. Bakley was seen at the virtual occupational on 1/10/23. Period. He reported the same mechanism of injury as just described. Period. He underwent x-rays of the ankle that were normal. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain of the ankle, for which he was placed on crutches and sitting duty only. Pretty followed up here, and on 1/17/23, the nurse practitioner Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, wrote x-rays read by the radiologist showed possible left fracture, comma, questionable avulsion injuries. Perry then referred him for orthopedic medical attention. Perry, new paragraph. On 1/30/23, he was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Sullivan. Period. He noted there was some question of a possible avulsion fracture on old x-rays from the urgent care that were reviewed today and compared to a study done that day. Period. Dr. Sullivan and diagnosed sprain of the ankle and pain in the left foot. Pretty much specifically, this was a high ankle sprain. Pretty also listed a left stress fracture. Pretty, however, x-rays done in the office demonstrated no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Pretty, there was no diastasis noted at the distal tibial fibula junction. Pretty, x-rays of the left foot demonstrated no evidence of fracture or osseous abnormality. Pretty, he placed the petitioner in a cam boot. Period. New paragraph. On 2/2/23, he had an MRI of the left ankle. Period. It showed mild bone bruises around the ankle and hind foot and a possible non-displaced fracture at the medial talar margin. Period. There was a tear of the anterior talofibular, calcaneofibular, and deltoid ligaments. Period. There was mild tenosynovitis of the posterior tibialis, peroneus longus, and peroneus brevis, along with mild distal Achilles tendinosis. Period. Curiously, he underwent an MRI at another facility that same day on 2/2/23. Period. This is read as acute bony changes suggesting bone bruise or microtrabecular fracture involving the talus. semicolon, suspected avulsion fracture of the medial malleolus, which is either acute or subacute, semicolon, posterior tibial tendonitis, semicolon, and tear of the anterior talofibular ligament. Period. Dr. Sullivan reviewed these results with him on 2/13/23. Period. Follow-up continued there through 3/6/23. Pretty was doing well and felt the swelling had come down in his cast immobilization for 3 weeks. Period. Dr. Sullivan. Discussed physical therapy, period. Make that ordered physical therapy. Pretty monitored Mr. Bakley's progress through 4/28/23. Period, he had no allodynia, hyperhidrosis, or pigmental skin changes. Period, the calves were supple with no midline tenderness bilaterally. Period, Homan's sign was negative bilaterally. Period, skin had normal texture and turgor throughout both lower extremities. Period, he continued to render a diagnosis of high ankle sprain, for which he ordered additional physical therapy. Period, at, scratch that, on 5/10/23, Dr. Sullivan wrote an addendum. Period. He explained Mr. Bakley can drive, but he cannot drive longer than 1 hour. Period. He also cannot climb in and out of the delivery vehicle to perform deliveries unless there is another associate that can complete the deliveries while he drives. Period. He tolerated the warehouse duties of a weight limit to push or pull, 50 to 75 pounds. Period. His work restrictions would be updated at his next visit on 5/26/23. Period. Period. He did see Dr. Sullivan on 5/26/23. Period. He occasionally have some discomfort at a level 1/10, but overall he is independent, ambulating in footwear with no bracing. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and cleared for full duty. The patient was in agreement with that determination. Period. New paragraph. On 5/25/23, he was seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G. Period. After his evaluation, he rendered a diagnosis of inversion sprain of the left ankle as well as left ankle pain. Period. He did not have any imaging to personally review, but he did review all of the reports, which indicate a low ankle sprain rather than a high ankle sprain. Period. It would be helpful for him to review the imaging to confirm his findings, but given the patient reports feeling much improvement since therapy, and had no significant complaints currently as far as function or pain, the doctor opines he does not need any further treatment and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam was unrevealing. Period. And physical exam for me. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed mild swelling of the left lateral malleolus, but there were no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral normal. He was able to perform figurative eight pattern ambulation and bounce up and down on his toes. Period. He could single foot stand and foot hop. Period. Impressions. On 1/10/23, Daniel Bakley stepped out of his truck and turned his left ankle. Pretty was seen at a virtual occupational where he had x-rays done that were thought to be negative. Period. He was placed on crutches and light duty. appeared to be followed up and had additional x-rays, particularly under the care of Dr. Sullivan. Period. There was a question as to whether he actually had an avulsion fracture at the ankle. Pretty had two MRIs of the ankle done at two different facilities on 2/2/23. Period. He ultimately was seen by Dr. Eisenberg on 5/25/23. Pretty opined the petitioner had a low ankle sprain rather than the high ankle sprain that was diagnosed. Period. At that juncture, the petitioner had no limitations and was cleared for full duty work at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, current exam found he was able to ambulate without intelligence or use of any assistive devices. Period. He was able to tolerate provocative gait maneuvers. Period. He had full range of motion of the left ankle, where provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period. New paragraph. I will likely offer 0% for this case. Period. Although possibly in light of the discrepancy on the presence of the avulsion fracture, I might offer 2.5 to 3.0%. Period. And that is the end.